with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Pentagon sending more military hardware to the Middle East amid rising tensions in the region. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a guided missile submarine to the Mideast as the U.S. and other allies push Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement. The Defense Department also said that Austin told the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. Tensions in the region have escalated since the assassination of the top Hamas political leader and a senior Hezbollah commander. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Kamala Harris shifts her focus on the border after ignoring it now for 4 years. We have details on that from Bernie Bennett.
Vice President Kamala Harris allowed over 15 million illegal immigrants into the United States under President Joe Biden's terms. Now, she's campaigning on the promise to fix the crisis at the border in which she participated in the past 4 years. Harris called for a pathway to citizenship during her rally on Friday after accusing former President Donald Trump of not wanting to fix the southern border. Harris said, quote, "Early this year, we had a chance to pass the toughest bipartisan border security bill in decades, but Donald Trump tanked the deal because he thought by doing that it would help him win the election." In a recent Harris-Waltz ad, the duo claimed, quote, "As president, she will hire thousands more border agents, as polls found that immigration is among the top concerns voters have in the run-up to the election." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Summer Olympics in Paris have drawn to a close. The U.S. team again topped the medal table with 126 in all, 40 of those gold. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, hoping for a much calmer week than last, the Dow dropping 163 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 35. This is SRN News. A victory for families in the United Kingdom.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed. Millions more have been driven from their homes in the country over the past two decades with no end in sight. This is SRN News. In important health news, a new treatment for those suffering severe allergic reactions.
The FDA has approved the first nasal spray for such reactions, offering an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The spray is to be used as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies to food and other triggers. Rich Thomas reporting.
As the Olympics do close in Paris, Los Angeles has now taken the torch. The city will become the third to host the Games three times. The last in 1984, when Los Angeles was as much a star as Olympians Carl Lewis and Mary Lou Retton. The nearly new SoFi Stadium will host an opening ceremony that will also incorporate the century-old Memorial Coliseum. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.